Welcome to another episode of It's Controversial. Today we are going to discuss self-discipline, self-mastery, being able to have a certain level of discipline requires a lot of courage, I will say, which all this stems from fear-based belief, or if you're operating within your love space. For self, even self-respect is entailed in this, because the more you learn to respect yourself, the more love you'll be able to give yourself. And the more that you drop that fear and pick up courage, the more you will be able to be disciplined. Discipline does not come after the motivation, because motivation is subjective. Motivation is not always present. So that's when discipline kicks in. And with that repetitious discipline that you embody, you begin, honestly, to love again. You begin to see yourself in a different light. You begin to honor yourself. You begin to see yourself in a different light. You begin to honor yourself in a different way. Honor be looks different. Self-respect starts to look different to you. And even with all of this, you sit down the illusion of perfection. Perfection, like we talked about in our last couple of episodes, is a complete illusion. It does not exist. I'm working towards building self-discipline. Within my self-discipline, that self-respect is coming, because the self-respect is going to propel you. That self-respect is going to encourage you to remain disciplined, because you'll see that, oh, I respect myself too much not to do this every day. I respect myself to pour into myself. I respect myself too much to keep my word to myself. It's learning to do away with self-betrayal. Self-betrayal is oftentimes projected outward. I have plenty of personal accounts of this, projecting that feeling of betrayal outside of myself. But when you render all of your power back into your storehouse, you realize that no one truly could betray you. Yes, you experience the feelings of betrayal, but truly no one could betray you, because you can take care of self. And it's in a spiritual realm. Now, on earth, of course, people can betray you. But spiritually, when you are in tune with your own energy and aligned with your own divinity, and you really embody your own divinity, self-betrayal is the only betrayal that exists at that moment, in all of those moments, because no one else could betray you unless you give them the power, the expectation, or you need validation from them in some way. So, self-discipline was the first step for me. And the way that I practiced that self-discipline, because there's different ways, there's many different modalities to be able to fine-tune your self-discipline. But the way I did it, because I'm an athlete, was I got into something new, started boxing. And when I started boxing, wow. And it's crazy, because it actually came from somebody telling me, you're not consistent enough. I feel like you're not consistent enough. And I truly didn't understand what they meant by that, because I felt like I was a consistent person. And after I really lied down trying to be validated outside of myself, once I put that down, I realized that the little information that I was getting, I didn't have to take it personally, but I could use it to to actually fine tune who I wanted to be, to propel me to get to where I want to be. Even more, it goes even deeper, because once you get to where you want to be, you have to practice gratitude, number one. When you get where you want to be, you gotta be able to manage to be grateful, right? In the moment. Also, learning not to self-sabotage. Learning that, oh my gosh, I can have this thing. I can experience this goodness. I do deserve good things. I do deserve to experience love. I do deserve to experience healthy euphoria. All of these things are important to self-growth. They're important to self-mastery. And I do know that as we continue to practice self-mastery, things have to be pruned in order to grow. They have to be watered. They have to have the correct balance of everything that it needs: sunlight, water, good environment, positivity. All of those things matter even with growing plants. So why wouldn't they matter with growing you? I'll leave you with this. Take time to consider what self-discipline looks like for you, and consider how self-discipline could propel you towards your goals. And not only your goals, but allow you to ascend within yourself. Ascension does not require you to deny or abandon self. Ascension is actually the integration of those parts of you, the shadow, the light, all of it. Self-discipline is going to help you get into those spaces that you once believed were impossible to venture. But once you do get there, remember that courage is going to keep you there. That gratitude is going to allow the foundation of your environment to be sustained. That is going to lead to and build that self-respect. Once you gain that self-respect, then all of the tools that you've used, all of the ways that you've learned to get to where you are and to be in this state of gratitude and joy. Remember that self-respect is going to keep you there. That self-respect is going to help you recalibrate in moments where you might slip up. You might feel as if this is not reality, so you go to try to sabotage. It's time to hold that frequency and not hold it for a second in a moment of euphoria and throw it all away completely. You deserve happiness. You deserve joy. You deserve that for yourself. And it's time to stop looking outside of yourself for those very things that you have absolutely the power to encompass yourself. We'll see you again on the next episode of It's Controversial.